Hello, good afternoon. Welcome back to Health or Mental Health, El Infierno de la Salud Mental. This is episode 25, My Own Experience, Ancestral Ceremony and Medicine. Well, it's been quite difficult to gather all the information that I'm about to share about my experience. There is a lot to say about what happened through my experience. Well, as I was getting ready to continue with my purpose of experiencing a ceremony with ancestral medicine, there is a preparation for the day of the ceremony that I had to follow with a diet and sexual abstinence of a few days. And so I did. I prepared myself as best as I could. I took with all the seriousness of the case this ceremony that I was going to live in my own flesh. I traveled and I arrived at the time of the at the place and at the time of the ceremony very excited, but not knowing what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to take place. I was in the dark. And well, being in a ceremony with ancestral medicine is not a matter of arriving, taking the medicine, and starting to hallucinate. At least that was not my case. It's not a matter of ingesting the medicine for the mere fact of escaping reality for a few hours or anything like that. On the contrary, this is a ceremony of connection. It is a ceremony of expanded states of mind and soul. As Jose Luis Lopez, one of the guests we had in the podcast, mentioned to us in the past. And well, I was going to have my experience with Jose Luis Lopez. When I was there at the place of the appointment, Jose Luis and I prepared the altar. We placed candles in different places around the room where I was going to have my ceremony. We placed a mat on the floor where I was going to spend all the time that my trip lasted. And I had a conversation with Jose Luis prior to taking the medication. We took the time to, or he took the time to ask questions very related to what was about to happen. What do you expect from this experience? For instance, he asked me. And well, he asked many other questions that let me see, as I mentioned before, that this was not just a trip with mushrooms to get high, listen to good music, see many colors, and just have a good time. This was something different. Before starting to take the medicine, Jose Luis told me that I should let myself be carried away by the medicine, not to make any efforts to block the feelings, sensations, emotions that were going to present during my trip. He told me that it wasn't necessary to go in search of something, but to be open to see what I found. And I found a lot. I took the medicine and I didn't feel anything for a few minutes. I lay down on the mat, closed my eyes, relaxed, and suddenly it came to me. it hit me. I started crying. I cried like I had never cried in my life. And I could clearly feel the convulsions that caused me the suppressed crying of so many years. I felt the beginning of a wonderful journey that was going to last for about 6 hours, in which I found my soul. I felt I was on a trajectory to the depths of my being that made me see where my most immediate problems were. I felt like I stood up to them and asked for forgiveness. I cried and asked for forgiveness several times for 6 consecutive hours for what I had stopped doing in the past that hurt the people that I love most in this world. I felt my trip to specific moments in my life where, for example, years ago, one of my loved ones asked me for forgiveness for an action he did. He asked me for forgiveness for that action when in reality, I had to ask for forgiveness because that action was a cry for help. He was asking for help. Help for me that I didn't see because I was immersed in how it affected me personally and not because of what he was going through. I asked for forgiveness and cried. I felt during my trip at a time when I wanted to go to the bathroom, a cramp in my left leg. And at that precise moment, I felt the presence and connection with another person whom I loved very much, with another cry for help that I had ignored. And at that moment, I understood many other moments in the past when I didn't give him the attention he deserved. I asked for forgiveness and cried. I felt like at one point in my journey, I had been born again, thanks to the forgiveness of these loved ones, these people that I love very much. I was given the opportunity to be reborn, to correct my life, and to heal myself for my problems. During the trip, I had moments when the crying stopped for a couple of minutes. But I remember them coming again and flooded me with an indescribable feeling that I could only face with tears and more forgiveness. But they were healing tears, not tears of pain. My crying was healing and allow me to shake off years of guilt that I had never faced. My tears were not hurting me. They were healing me. As I landed from my journey, or my trip, I felt my vanity. I felt my ego. I felt the neglect in which I had left my loved ones. I felt the need to help two of my specific students this semester who are struggling in class. Who am I thought, to finally give them a grade that won't allow them to graduate instead of feeling their frustration and personal struggle? I asked them for forgiveness. I felt the falsehood to achieve personal goals that in the end were not my own goals, but goals imposed by others to prove me professionally, to stay in my job or receive a promotion complying with those assigned rules that many of us have to face. I feel the way my loved ones had always told me through comments and their manifestations of love that I was on another path, that I had to put it back together, but I didn't listen. I never paid attention. I remember one of these people who I love very much, who once told me, you have two options, to be happy or not to be happy. And he was very right. And now I want to be happy. I clearly felt that these members of my family are pure love. They are love through their relationships with their partners. They are love through their contact with nature. They are love for the care they offer to their pets, cats and dogs. They are love through the art they create. All these manifestations of love I have always had in front of me, but I was blind. I never saw that. They got tired of letting me know, and I insisted on thinking about myself and my quote-unquote problems without knowing that they were giving me the solution. I feel like I have gained what I never intended to get. Years of depression, of insomnia, of anxiety, of constantly taking and changing medications, of focusing on the wrong things. I felt the falsity of my career promotions. And what about that? How does that compensate for not having enjoyed my family more? Of not having shared better moments with them? Not that we didn't have them. We had a lot of happy times. And I feel proud of my achievements professionally. I'm very proud of them. But with this experience, I feel that what I have gained professionally doesn't compensate at all for my negligence. Books, articles, essays, conferences, invitations, international scholarships, all for what? How did my soul rejoice at all of this? Constant trips abroad to participate in conferences and work matters that took me away from my family for days. Constant work where I missed important moments with them. And all for what? For a professional recognition that will last as long as a sight? Create a fictional world with all my achievements and expose them for the external world to see while my inner world is a chaos? Many people find it satisfying to do this, and I don't criticize them. It is very valid. Each one acts in the way that suits them. And if they are happy, I'm happy for them. That is great. I only realized that for me, this way doesn't work. I love my profession and I do it with pleasure, but I never set limits and it's time to do it. I don't want to name the people that I hurt and ask for forgiveness during my trip, my experience, during the ceremony and ancestral medicine. Out of respect for their privacy, I don't want to mention them. But the next day, I called them and asked for their permission to heal me. They gave it to me, and I'm sure that's the beginning of a total transformation for me. They forgave me, and they gave me their permission to get better. My journey through ancestral medicine opened a new horizon for me, and I was born again. I know this sounds very, very Christian, and I'm not saying this in that way. I just was born in a different way. Nothing against Christians or anything like that, but this was not my case. I feel like they gave birth to me during my journey. After the ceremony, the next day, I spoke and ask for forgiveness from one of these people, and his response reaffirmed the love that he has always had for me. "I forgave you for a long time," he told me. "But it is good that you are asking me for forgiveness right now, because I gave it to you, and I give you permission to heal." So did the others. Forgiving me and giving me their permission to heal me. Well, that night after the ceremony, I didn't sleep. I didn't sleep at all. The taxi ride to my sister's house, I did without realizing anything. I was still in another dimension. I was aware of what was happening around me. I knew that I was in a cab and that I was going through the city to get to my sister's apartment. But I was in another dimension. I arrived at the building, and despite having been there many other times, I was knocking on the door of another apartment. Until my sister called me on the phone and told me to go up two floors. Because, again, I was knocking on the door of another apartment. My sister saw me with my eyes swollen with tears, already crying for 6 hours. She hugged me, and she understood, just by seeing me, that deep, penetrating experience that I had. I talked to her for 2 minutes and went to bed. I didn't sleep, but it was not an insomnia that tired me down. On the contrary, the experience was so deep and so strong that my mind was still touched, relieving everything that had happened. And from time to time, I still cry. The next day, despite not having slept at all, I feel tired. But not from the body or from lack of sleep. My tiredness was internal, of the soul, a heaviness that is enjoyed as a relief for all the emotional discharge of the previous day. It was a beautiful experience that I am still feeling to this day. I'm still getting messages about that experience. And well, I want to stop now. There are still more to say. But again, as I said, there are things that are still coming up every day. Thank you for listening. Please share with everyone around you about this podcast. If they are interested, if you know any professional or person who wants to share their experiences with mental health conditions, please let them know that we are in Facebook, Instagram, and if someone is interested, they can send me an email. My email is carcorey@protonmail.com. And please, let's create awareness about mental health conditions and stop the stigma that is around these conditions. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you can join us next episode. Bye.